Well, if you're a musician, you may have dreamed about sitting down, writing a song. Well, that's what's happening with Gilbert and JoJo. They're from Central Ontario, and they've got a little bit of a different style with their worship music. And they're with us right now. Hey, guys, good morning.
Morning.
First of all, introduce yourselves. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Well, my name is Gilbert Mackey, born and raised in Orillia, Ontario.
And I'm JoJo Mackey, also born and raised in Central Ontario.
I've heard a little bit of your new song, and it is definitely a little edgier.
That was the goal. Glad you think so.
Yeah, well, some people might find that unusual for worship, but I don't think you guys do. Can you explain why you chose that genre?
Well, it's just our favorite genre. We love rocking out, and anytime I've heard any of the big Christian rock groups, Skillet, Switchfoot, do a worshipful song in their style, it's always just struck a nerve, struck a chord with me, and we just think the world needs more of it.
Yeah, kind of opening up worship to a different congregation of people throughout Canada and then basically throughout the world.
Well, tell us a little bit, Kathy Jo, about the song.
So it's a song that we heard, kind of felt led from God to high, firm foundation into Because He Lives. And it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like poignant, I guess, would be the word. Because he's always been our firm foundation, and he always will be, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what stresses are coming along, he's still the very core of our foundation.
I always ask people who do worship music, how do you know when you've worshipped? How do you know when that's happened?
It should be an easy question to answer, but it's really not. Sometimes, you're singing at the top of your lungs and giving everything you got and felt like you've got nowhere. But the act of worship is literally just taking that first breath and putting out the first note, whether you feel anything or not. It's just about doing it and expressing your adoration to the creator of the universe.
Yeah, because the point of worship isn't about ourselves. It's about turning to the one who created us and going before the throne like the angels do and just crying out what we want to express in our hearts that we can't express through prayer, but we can express through singing, because singing makes our brain operate a bit differently. Mm-hmm. So it causes us to connect in a different way to God, or at least for me, it does.
So what does the future look like for you guys as a songwriting duo? Are we going to expect more along these lines, or are you just kind of going to see where God takes you?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely more along these lines. We want to take this first song as inspiration to generate a whole album. And our vision for the album is to be something you listen to cover to cover, and it's like you're in a worship service.
Yeah, so to have like a bit of ministry throughout it, a bit of just prayerful moments through it, to see where God really, really wants to take the album. But then on top of that, we're also going to, hopefully, if God lets us, start doing what we're calling Pastor's Day Off.
Oh.
So we're going to go into a church, invited, of course, take over the worship, but also take over the preaching, because pastors don't usually get a full day off where they get to receive for themselves.
Yeah, most of the time when they have somebody else covering for them at the service, it's because their stuff's going somewhere else.
That's true.
So luckily we have a friend that we've done a lot of ministry with over the years, Pastor Phil at Gateway Worship Center in Gravenhurst. And we pitched the idea to him. He's like, yeah, great. When can we have you? So we're heading up there July 20th. And aside from a couple other congregants that are going to take over, they're going to take care of the announcements and do communion. And the 12th, the rest of it is up to Gil and JoJo.
Well, guys, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We'll post some of the links so people can hear the song and keep up with everything that you're doing.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Todd. And big thanks to Life on the Under, that's really supporting us through this journey.